Our next item is subdivision 2013-8, Jack Lingo Asset Management LLC.
Well, Mr. Chairman, before I make a motion, I do have a point I want clarification on, if I could. I know that when we encounter grave sites, and that we make special, provide special protection and buffers and...
And access.
And access to all that. In this case, this particular project, we have an archaeological site. So is there something that we're supposed to do to preserve that, or to...
I'm not aware that there's anything in our code that requires preservation or dictates what happens, you know, when you come across that type of site. You know, in this case, I know that it was up front and it was dealt with in the site plan through revisions by the applicant. So,
I would suspect that there's something somewhere that says it has to be preserved, but I don't think that any right of access to it has to be provided to anyone.
No, and it's not the same that you get. There are specific requirements for cemeteries.
It's not like a cemetery.
Because I know we've had projects before, might not be senators, maybe it was governors, where there was an area of archaeological interest, and it might have been in their covenants that they were not to disturb that area or something like that.
Well, on that one, I think they had worked with the state agency, if I recall, and the state agency and the developer both had a concern that they would, through disclosing the location, would invite people to open it up, and they didn't want that to happen. I don't know that there's the same concerns with this archaeological site. Ultimately, the Delaware State Historic Preservation Office is going to be the one that, you know, if they're going to have a say on that, they would sort of dictate, you know, what...
That's what I wasn't sure, if that office would come into play with this now at this point as part of our motion, or is it...
No, I don't think they would. I think that's at a later date.
Perhaps could ask or ask the applicant, or require the applicant to contact that office. But other than that, I don't know what else you could do. They may have already done it. Sounds like they've had some discussion.
They had some preliminary studies done, and then
they decided there's a site there.
I don't know if it was due to a cost factor or what, but they just kind of like, okay, we'll leave that area alone as open space.
And from looking at what was in the record, I'm not sure that there was, and I don't want to understate it, but that there was a real significant archaeological finding that was, you know, readily apparent there. And it wasn't as though they found human remains or, you know, Native American type things. There was more of a farmstead, I think, you know, that has been plowed over, you know, for however long, too. So.
Okay.
Yeah, it's under corn right now. I don't recall being any grave sites.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no mention of any grave sites. And they know, of course, that they have to respond if they encounter.
Absolutely. If something like that should happen,
they'll have to deal with it. Yeah.
That triggers a complete new set of, you know, state regulations they'd have to abide by almost regardless or over top of anything that we would require.
Okay. Well, thank you, gentlemen, for the clarification. Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval of subdivision 2013-8 for Jack Lingo Asset Management, LLC, based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the proposed subdivision generally meets the purpose of the subdivision ordinance in that it protects the orderly growth of the county. The proposed subdivision is also within the county's environmentally sensitive developing area, and it is in an area that has developed with other similar single-family communities. Two, is a cluster subdivision in the environmentally sensitive developing area. The project is permitted to have minimum lot sizes of 7,500 square feet. The 34.65-acre subdivision has a proposed density of 2.45 units per acre, and this includes the 16 bonus lots under the county's bonus density ordinance. Three, the proposed subdivision will be a restricted residential development and will not adversely affect nearby uses or property values. Four, the proposed subdivision will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, and community facilities. Five, the applicant has favorably addressed the item set forth in section 99-9C of the subdivision code. Six, central water and sewer will be provided. 7, the applicant has addressed the superior requirements of a cluster subdivision by voluntarily providing active and passive open space that includes an archaeological site, by providing amenities, including a pool and pool house, by designing the project so that all lots have rear yards that face open space or buffer areas, and by providing sidewalks on both sides of all streets. This preliminary approval is subject to the following conditions. A, and we only used half the alphabet, Mr. Smith. A, the maximum number of dwelling units shall not exceed 85. This includes the 16 bonus lots subject to the bonus density fee requirements contained in section 115-25F of the zoning code. B, the applicant shall form a homeowners association to be responsible for the maintenance of streets, roads, buffers, stormwater management facilities, and other common areas. C, the development shall be served by central water and sewer. D, the stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. Final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. E, a 20-foot forested or landscape buffer shall be installed along the entire perimeter of the project. Final site plan shall contain a landscape plan for these areas. F, as stated by the applicant, recreation areas shall be completed no later than the issuance of the 50th building permit for the project. G, all entrances and roadway improvements shall be constructed in accordance with all of DLDOT's requirements. H, sidewalk shall be installed on both sides of all streets. I, streets design shall meet or exceed Sussex County standards. J, street naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the county mapping and addressing department. K, the location for a school bus stop shall be coordinated with the local school district's transportation manager. The location of the bus stop shall be shown on the final site plan. L, construction site work, grading, and deliveries of construction materials, landscaping materials, and fill on, off, or to the property shall only occur from Monday through Saturday between the hours of 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. M, a revised preliminary site plan depicting these conditions of approval or noting them shall be submitted to the Office of the Planning and Zoning for approval. And finally, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second. Been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2013-8, Jack Lingo Asset Management LLC, for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.